Homily for Monday, May 22nd, 2023. This is the homily I gave yesterday on the Feast of the Ascension. Where is Jesus? Where do we find him? That's the question this Feast of the Ascension puts to us. Are we disciples only of a memory? Disciples of a teacher who speaks to us now only as a memory? Or are we disciples of a living person? And if of a living person, then where, how does that person live? Do we have a teacher who speaks to us now? And if yes, then where, how, when does he speak to us? Where do we find Jesus, the living, teaching Jesus? That's the kind of question Luke is trying to deal with in our first reading. He graphically portrays Jesus being lifted up and disappearing into a cloud. That image wants to tell us that Jesus is now with the Father, now with God. That's what the imagery of being lifted up into a cloud meant in Luke's day. It's something like our saying, he's passed on to his reward. We mean the person has gone to God. Similarly, Luke is telling us through the imagery that Jesus is with the Father. So that's one answer to our question. Where is Jesus? He's with the Father. But Luke doesn't stop there. He tells us more. As the disciples are looking up into the sky, two men dressed in white appear and ask them, why are you looking up into the sky? Jesus is now with the Father, but he also returns to be with you. Now, if you remember, that same duo appeared to the disciples on Easter morning at the empty tomb. There they asked, why do you seek the living one among the dead? He's not here, but has been raised. Jesus, the risen one, is among the living, not the dead. He's to be found in the present, not in some remembered past. And so too with Jesus, the ascended one. He's not to be found in some faraway heaven, so don't look up. He's not there. Rather, he's with you. So again we ask, where is Jesus? Where, how do we find the living, risen Lord Jesus now? The scriptures tell us we seem inclined to look for Jesus where he's not to be found. Luke is saying and emphasizing that Jesus, the risen and ascended one, is not as we tend to imagine him. In fact, our imagination can get in the way of recognizing the living Jesus. The way Luke puts it, Jesus' ascension describes a withdrawal, but at the same time also describes a new, surpassing presence. He's telling us Jesus is no longer present to us as another physical body. We can't slap him on the back or hug him. And Luke's telling us, if we let our imagination mislead us into trying to find some kind of physically intact Jesus, then we will meet only disappointment and absence. And I think we know the feeling, something like, oh, if only I could see him in the flesh, just like the first disciples. And Luke is telling us, we have to let go of those expectations. We have to let that Jesus withdraw. Let that Jesus ascend. Go away. This feast of ascension provokes us as disciples. Rather than pining away for Jesus' old physical presence, we are being told to look for Jesus' new returning presence. Ascension does not mean Jesus' departure from us, but rather his coming to us in a new, powerful way. Ascension means heightened presence, beyond the constraints of time and space. The way Matthew in his gospel describes it at the ascension is that Jesus simply tells his disciples, I am with you always. And in John's gospel, Jesus tells the disciples they will recognize his presence when they feed his sheep, meaning when they lovingly see to the needs of others. As Jesus puts it, it is then that they will know that I am in you and you are in me. The ascension sends us on our mission as disciples, ever to search for Jesus' living presence, his nearness and nowness in us and in one another. Our search will take us deeper into ourselves and into one another's lives. And let's reflect on that. Our search for the living risen Christ will find him in the love we bring to one another. So, where is Jesus? Where do we find him? The ascension tells us, in an awesome, utterly grace-filled way, we are becoming the Jesus we search for. We are his new, risen, ascended presence. We are becoming his return.